Blog Talk Radio.
Party and the Spirit of America Party Book. Buy my book, Take Me to the Beach. Dig a foxhole and get ready for jihad. Yes. Okay. I think we had a pretty good show last night. If you go to Blog Talk Radio, you can pick up in the archive. And I think the title of it was Day is Done, Gone the Sun, which is TAPS. And I did it about 7 o'clock last night after Memorial Day was pretty much over. We got a problem. We got a Marine in Mexico, and the only one that's paying any attention to him is Greta Van Susteren. Thank you, Greta, for what you do. You are the Betsy Ross, and who was the gal that loaded the cannon? Oh, I can't remember her name. She went to bring her husband lunch. She was a cannoneer, and he got killed. Molly something? Was it Molly something? Molly Pitcher. That's who it was. She pitched those cannonballs right back at the British. Okay, so Greta is trying to rescue one Marine who's been down there for 2 months. He's being Benghazi'd by Obama. And I could tell you right now, we could spring that Marine in 24 hours. And here's how you do it. All flights to Acapulco and Cozumel are canceled. All ships sailing into Cozumel and Acapulco are canceled. All American tourists cannot go to Mexico. Yes. go to Arizona and watch them unload all of the drugs coming in across the border. That's a good way to spend the day. Go to Arizona and watch them smuggling in slaves and votes for the Democrat Party. That's a good one for the day. Or you could go to the VA hospital for a checkup and have a seat for about 10 years. Yeah, that's all John McCain country. You know what? He was too busy playing Russell Feingold and Ted Kennedy impressions. Yeah, he should retire and open up a Ted Kennedy souvenir shop. You know, sell those little cars that go off the bridge and Chappaquiddick, or a Ted Kennedy a SEAL outfit. Yeah. Thank you, John. You did wonderful. You're out there in Syria protecting the Syrians, but you let the Arizonians suffer and die, get overrun by bandidos. Okay. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to play another tune. You've been so good. It always starts off with A. I hate that. Everything starts off with A. We're going to dedicate this to Mexicans just to prove that I'm not prejudiced, but I do believe that the government of Mexico has been off the hook for 50 years, and it's time they went on the hook and they came and got their citizens back. You know what I mean? The government of Mexico is the parents of these Mexicans, and they should come get their children back.
Dicen que tiene una pena que la hace llorar. Altanera preciosa y orgullosa, no permiten la quieran consolar. Pasa luciendo su real majestad, pasa camina los míos sin verlos jamás. La llorando por él, mi mariachi.
Last night on our show, we read you a report from Walid Shubat, and it was most disturbing because the report said that a guy, I think his name is Philip Kiko, is a lobbyist for the ACLU, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the Sierra Club, the gay, lesbian teachers and impersonators. Who else did he lobby for? Oh, Al-Qaeda, Hezbollah. No, I'm only kidding. He only lobbied for CARE. Yeah, which is a front group. You got to be careful. You can't call somebody a terrorist if he's working in a front group. That's what I was told by somebody that's run the gauntlet during the purge of anti-communists. Yes, Joe McCarthy made a mistake of calling somebody a communist when he was just a member of a communist front group. So you have to be careful. That's why I always use the word allege. Yes, if I say that Bill Maher is an alleged Grey Poupon communist, I mean he's alleged. When I say that Michael Moore is an alleged Grey Poupon communist, he's alleged. When I say that Sarah Silverman has done more to raise the anti-Semitic... Abe Foxman, are you listening? You better take a look at Sarah Silverman because she's raised the thermometer on anti-Semitism in this country by 20 degrees. She was on the Bill PLO Dancer Mar show, and Bill was admiring her routine about 911. She has a comedy routine about 911. Yeah, this is another HBO queen, I believe, allegedly. Yeah. And so I had to go to YouTube today and find out what her routine was about 911. You don't want to know. You don't want to know. It's the greatest insult to the widows of 911. What she needs to do is she has to put that routine on in a circle with 911 widows. And I guarantee you when she comes out of the circle, there won't be a hair left in her head. And it won't be shaved off. So she has done more, along with two guys named Weinstein, one who's trying to destroy Christ in the military, under the separation of church and snake rule, which is a big communist scam. And but Sarah Silverman is the worst. And she says abortions are just like getting rid of goo. How's that? Isn't she a sweetheart? I wonder if she's got any Holocaust jokes. Got any oven jokes, honey? I bet you she doesn't. I bet you she won't go near that. But it's all right to spit in the face of Christ. Yeah, it's the in thing, man. Go out and get another tattoo. Yeah. Unbelievable. Best way to slow down a thievery is impeachment. Yes, impeachment. That's the new buzzword. No unions in the federal government. Who are they striking against? You and me? What did I ever do to them? I let them steal what they want. I never say close the lid on the treasure. Blood and treasure. You ever hear the communists use that routine? As they drag Casey Sheehan's body around. Remember Casey Sheehan's mother? She dragged his body all the way down to Venezuela, blaming Bush. And yeah, 911 was Bush's fault. He killed my son. Do you know that kid? That kid never got his just desserts and appreciation for being a soldier because his mother stole his thunder and then nobody wanted to recognize him for his good deeds. She in death, she destroyed her son again and his image. Did you know he died on Palm Sunday? Did you know he pulled a guy off the truck and took his place? How's that, huh? Do you know we used to deliver communion to guys in out-of-the-way places that couldn't get communion? Yeah. Yeah, Casey wasn't a bad guy, but his mother was a communist, and his father was a communist, and no Liberty Bell's communist, because any father that could let a mother do that to her son, and you know, she wouldn't buy him a tombstone. She said it was the government's obligation to buy the tombstone. She couldn't say, I'll put up the tombstone and you reimburse me. No. Even in debt, that she was using her son as a negotiating tool. And she was the hero of the Communist Party of North America, formerly the Democrats. Went around outside of Crawford, Texas, putting little crosses up. Yeah, she should have been putting up little hammers and sickles. So what are we going to do about all of these crooked politicians? One term per termite. Don't complain. Don't cry. You got a guy in there for 50 years and you're not happy. He's your fault. But if he only could serve 4 years and then he's got to get his ass out because nobody cares. Yeah. That's it, man. One term per termite. One term per termite. Oh, listen, I'm new on the job here. You know, it's my first year. The other guy had 4 years. He had to get out. I don't know how he was setting up the payoffs. I'm just learning as I go along. So when you bring in the envelope, would you give me a little hint on what the other guy used to do? No, learn the hard way. Maybe it'll take you a year to learn, and you only got 3 years left to steal. Oh, I did it all for the American people. I'm for the American people. You see this guy, I get sick when I see him. He's more disgusting than Chuck Schumer. And who could be more disgusting than Chuck Schumer? Chuck Schumer. Blumenthal from the communist state of Connecticut. Blumenthal, a guy who lied to his constituents, his communist constituents. I was in Vietnam. I was on the front lines. Hey, Blumenthal, you were never in Vietnam. You were never on the front lines. Okay, I lied. All right, at least you told the truth now. We'll make you a senator. Yeah, and now he's purging people. He's going after people that lie. How do you do that, man? How do you do that? I mean, can't you sober up one day up in Connecticut and elect a decent person? Can't you stay off the drugs for one day and elect a decent person? Oh, he was good for Connecticut. Yeah, he was good for Connecticut. Yeah, termites are good for oak trees, too. Only one term per termite, and then at least you got some fight back. And the largest champagne contribution can only be $1. $1. If you're donating to the Clinton Payoff Library, the Payola Library, or the Bush Champagne Funds, you can only donate $1. But then how are they going to let the country know that they're running for office? You holler as loud as you can, son. Well, we have to buy TV time. Oh, no, you don't have to buy TV time. The TV time will be free. GE doesn't need to take money for that. They're already getting money from the Chinese government. Yeah, and Cadillac Escalades are being recalled. Yep, and you have to take it to the dealership in Shanghai. That's where it was made, baby. Yeah, I'm buying American. John Q. Public, and what's his name? Jimmy Hoffa. He wants all of the big business that escaped the government sweep to come back and bring their money back so he can force them to join his union. I'm only looking out for the little people. Is that caviar on that cracker? Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking out for the little people. Everybody's looking out for the little people. Yeah, and the little people are getting littler. Okay, what else are we going to do here? TV ads are limited and free. That's right. So whether you're GE or John Q. Public, the most you can contribute to a communist running for office, a Grey Poupon, I call them Grey Poupon communists because communism is their bag, but also in the bag is money. Lots of money, payoffs. And then they all become lobbyists. That's why the only lobby in Washington should be in a hotel, and you walk up to it and you hit that little bell and the guy says, "Yes, sir. Can I help you? Yes, a room for the night, please." So, impeachment covers all politicians, presidents to judges. That's the way to go. Get those Georgia impeachments going. Yep. Impeach the dog catcher if you have to. Not doing a job. You get 100,000 signatures and he's got to stand trial. And never mind, we're going to wait for the 4 years or the 8 years and then we're going to get rid of him. No, impeach him right now and do not hesitate. Now, when impeachment for Obama was first discussed, I was totally against it. Yep. There's two things I'm against. Gunplay. And I was against impeachment. And the reason I was against impeachment, I knew the communists would turn loose all the ghetto people to burn and to loot and burn. So we're always worried. We got that hanging over our heads. We don't want another Watts. We don't want another Newark. Yeah. Now how about do we want another Alamo? How about we want another Brandywine? Yeah, and give him a Brandywine, too. Yeah. How about we want another D-Day? No. You know what? The pen is mightier than the sword. And you know what? Just sign the petition and off it goes. And then let the trial begin. Impeachment covers all politicians, presidents to judges. One term per termite, my friends, including judges. Don't need them up there. This is all should be a vocation. Serving the government should be a vocation, like a religious order. And Nancy Pelosi should take a vow of silence. Yeah. Impeachment covers all politicians, presidents to judges. Destroy the fifth layer of corruption when Obama created communist health care. How can this guy make health care cheaper when he just laid the entire government leech factory on top of what's already there? Take all sex ed out of communist cucumber schools, especially preschool. Appoint only vets in wheelchairs to be ambassadors. No more selling titles. Yes, I just donated to the Democrat Party. I'm going to be ambassador. How much was that one? Yeah. Did you see John Corzine when he was buying votes in New Jersey? He was on the stage with about 12 black ministers. He was the only white guy on the stage. And a reporter asked him, "How much did you pay these guys to vote for you, John?" And he looked like a deer in the headlight, caught in the headlights. And one of the ministers turned to the other ministers and said, "What did we say we were going to say last night?" You could probably find it on YouTube. That is really funny, right? So appoint only vets in wheelchairs to be ambassadors. No more selling titles. Remind the rest of the people in the free world, it wouldn't be free if it wasn't for me. Yeah, and when I run for president, well, you don't want to hear my campaign slogan? Elect me, I'll only steal half of what the other guys are stealing. All vets get the same health care that Congress gets, and the American taxpayer also gets the same health care. We close the EPA, a flat tax closes the IRS, the BLM, that's the Bureau of Land Muggers, has to work on Indian reservations for free. And instead of thanking a serviceman for his service, try this. Thank you, sir. Thank you, madam, for saving our country. For saving my sorry ass. Please take my apologies and thanks. And you know what? If you really support the troops, send them $1 million each. You ever hear the word in that tradition? Did you ever see the movie Fiddler on the Roof? They have a song in the movie about tradition. And you know what tradition is? Tradition is the faith of your fathers. And never turn your back on your family. And never turn your back on the traditions of the United States that you are part of. You're not an outsider looking in. You're part of this country. And you're supposed to help unite it, not divide it. Only communists divide the country. Only communists divide religions. Only communists divide the races. Only communists divide economic groups. Only a communist attack capitalism. Yet, the top man in every communist country is filthy rich. Ask Fidel Castro, Michael Moore's bed buddy.
Fiddler on the roof. Sounds crazy, no? But in our little village of Anatevka, you might say, every one of us is a fiddler on the roof, trying to scratch out a pleasant, simple tune without breaking his neck. It isn't easy. You may ask, why do we stay up there if it's so dangerous? We stay because Anatevka is our home. And how do we keep our balance? That, I can tell you in one word, tradition. Tradition, tradition. Traditions we've kept our balance for many years. Here in Anatevka, we have our traditions for everything. How to eat, how to sleep, how to work, even how to wear clothes. For instance, we always keep our heads covered, and we wear these little prayer shawls. This shows our constant devotion to God. You may ask, how did this tradition get started? I'll tell you. I don't know. But it's a tradition. Because of our traditions, everyone here knows who he is and what God expects him to do.
Whole day and night must scramble for a living, feed a wife and children, say his daily prayers, and who has the right as master of the house to have the final word at home? The Papa!
And who does Mama teach to make? wife and children say a daily prayer. As the right as pastor of the house, we'll have the final word at home. The Papa.
Circle of our little village, we've always had our many special types. For instance, Yen to the matchmaker.
Avram, I have a perfect match for your son. A wonderful girl.
Who is it?
Rachel, the shoemaker's daughter.
Rachel? She can hardly see. She's almost blind.
Tell the truth, Avram. Is your son so much to look at? The way she sees and the way he looks, it's a perfect match.
And Reb Nochem, the beggar.
Alms for the poor. Alms for the poor.
Here, Reb Nochem, here's one kopeck.
One kopeck? Last week you gave me two kopecks.
I had a bad week.
So, if you had a bad week, why should I suffer?
And most important, our beloved rabbi.
Rabbi, may I ask you a question?
Certainly, my son.
Is there a proper blessing for the Tsar?
A blessing for the Tsar, of course. May God bless and keep the Tsar far away from us.
Among ourselves, we've always gotten along perfectly well. Of course, there was the time he sold him a horse, but delivered a mule. But that's all settled. Now we live in simple peace and harmony.
It was a horse.
It was a mule.
It was a horse.
It was a mule.
It was a horse.
Tradition. Tradition. Without our traditions, our life would be as shaky as a fiddler on the roof.
We'll switch over to a little trickle trickle.
Trickle trickle, splash splash, tell me how long. The rain keeps dropping, there ain't no stopping. Tell me how long will this rain last? Trickle, trickle, slop, slop. Just got to see my teeth don't drop. She's there waiting and I'm hesitating. Tell me just when the rain will stop.
Run and dig my clothes here, boy. One button go. Well, you know I'm sharp as a tack. Let me over.
Tell me how long will this rain last?
Trickle, trickle, slop, slop.
funny. You hear people talking about they're moving here, they're moving there. One day there's going to be no place to move. You're not going to outrun communism. Here's a blog from a guy. He's replying to a discussion called Gun Grabbers at It Again. We need more gun control. And he says, I hear you, Robert, but seriously, don't the socio-commies already have California? And I know exactly what you mean on the Canada and Mexico part. I live in Dallas right now, so I get the Mexican trouble. And in 2 weeks, I will permanently move back to North Dakota, where we have the Canada problem. I'm not aware of the Canada problem. I do know Canada's very liberal. I mean, you look at their mayor, he's shooting up on TV, and they're giving him an applause. Of course, the Mexican problem exists everywhere in the whole country now. That's Mexico's problem. It's not ours. It's the communists that told you it was your problem. They're not your problem. If people come and live in your house and they're not relatives and somebody says you're responsible for them, you throw them all out. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Okay, Greta Van Susteren's getting a lot of kudos for her stand on for that one suffering Marine. And now, is he suffering from PTSD? So he could be suicidal. I mean, if everything is coming against you, why stick around? I thought I heard that he busted a light bulb and might have tried to do some damage. And they got him chained to a bed. You know he's not going to get no treatment. You pray that he stays close to God, because God's the only one that can save him. Okay. Having said that, let me see what this is. There's a greater calling than a 3-star general. Savior of a nation in decline is a better calling. I'm looking at McChrystal. McChrystal may be possibly positioning himself for a run for the presidency. It's a long shot. But who wouldn't vote for somebody that didn't like Obama? Yeah, that's funny, isn't it? Oh, you don't like Obama, you're a racist. Hey, it has nothing to do with race, believe me. First off, he's half white, okay? And it's the evil white part that's doing all the damage. So, McChrystal may be positioning himself. The only thing that worries me about McChrystal is that he did not, when he introduced his book, he did not go to any right-wing stations or like Fox News. He didn't go to Fox News. I think he went to the Bill Maher show. No, he went to Jon Stewart, John DeMonkey, the bunk buddy of Anthony Weiner. They went to college together. They shared a bed. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I tell you, it's really sad. Comedy Central, I call it Communist Central. If you want to be a comedian on Comedy Central, all you have to do is denounce your ancestry. And especially if you're Catholic and Irish, if you will denounce your Catholic roots and your Irish roots, you can be a star on Communist Central. John DeMonkey, he got that name because he was on CNN and somebody asked him a trick question, like, who was the first president of the United States? And he jumped up and he screamed, "You won't make a monkey out of me," and he swung off the stage, throwing his bananas at the audience. Yeah, making a lot of money. That's how the devil rewards his evildoers. He gives them all material things. You won't see John the Baptist on Comedy Central. You'll see somebody making fun of him, but you'll never see the real John the Baptist. Yeah, okay. So McChrystal may be the man for all seasons, because the next war is nuclear. And when all of these guys that are shooting their AK-47s start to decide that why just take out the Americans with a little C4. Why not take them out with anthrax, bubonic plague, chickenpox, VD? Yeah, that's how they'll do it. Yeah, the AIDS bomb. They'll give everybody AIDS. Yeah, they're going to paradise. It doesn't matter how they die. But they could come in with a nice little nuke and take out a city. And you know how they'll come? They'll come up through the drug routes that the Russians and the Chinese built many years ago, up through South America into Arizona. Poor Arizona, man. You're wide open, face down, pants down. You're in trouble. Everybody sells you out. New York, it's different. We've gone communist. We've accepted it. We're all slaves now. We're all tax slaves. You can get a nice little apartment where you can stand up and sleep. Yeah. And the kitchen is, the mat. You got to put the pillow on the kitchen stove because that's where the rest of the bed is. And you can get that for $4,000 a month. Yeah. In a building 100 years old that's leaning. Yeah, unbelievable. And that's $4,000 if you're getting assisted living. Yeah. They have a sign that says more occupancy by more than three people is illegal. Yeah. And that's in the whole apartment building. Unbelievable, man. We're really in trouble. Okay, so Stanley McChrystal, he's a split-second commander, and he could save this country from a lot of suffering. And he's a West Pointer, and he was in charge of 100,000 men, combat soldiers, in Afghanistan. And here you got President Obama relieved him because he didn't treat me right. He said things about me. What did he say? Well, he didn't really say it. His aide said it. And what did he say? Well, he didn't really say it about me. He said it about some of the people that I appointed. Like who? Like Zarqawi. Oh, he took him out with two 500-pound bombs. Remember that? Yeah. You know all they found in Zarqawi's residence? A negligee and a pair of women's slippers. Yeah. And this, they were carrying him out. This is the guy that killed Americans and blew up marketplaces. And all of a sudden, he got two 500-pounders back-to-back. And he was still living. And as they were carrying him out, some GI who lived in 911 New York said, and if you're a GI, 911 New York could be in Montana. We know why you came. We know you came to keep us alive, and we thank you very much. From all over the country they came, and they put their lives on the line so we wouldn't suffer another 911, and the communists here blamed the Americans. Yeah. Well, anyway, as they were carrying out the Zarqawi, a 911 GI looked at him on the stretcher and said, "Hey, how you doing?" Yeah, that was it, man. But the guy that they haven't gotten that they should have got was Zawahiri. Zawahiri was Obama bin Laden's number two man. Yes, number two. That's also a movement. Yeah, and that's the guy that's got the dot on the middle of his head. He's got some sort of growth there. It makes a great target. Yeah, he's still alive. But our president, he got bin Laden. No, he didn't. He gave him 4 months to escape. If you got the word that you know where bin Laden is, would you take 4 months to take him out? Been 4 minutes. Say, don't send anybody. Don't send anybody. Have we got a small nuke? Oh, then you would have. Might have been a mosque. A mosque in the area. I say, which one? The one that's getting ready to launch? Yeah. No, that's a minaret. That's different. Unbelievable, man. Let's go back for a tune, and then we'll look for some more news. What kind of tune we going to go for? Oh, you want to go for all the hearings that are taking place? Fast and Furious, Benghazi, IRS.
A pool table, don't you understand? Friend, either you're closing your eyes to a situation you do not wish to acknowledge, or you are not aware of the caliber of disaster indicated by the presence of a pool table in your community. Well, you got trouble, my friend. Right here, I say trouble right here in River City. Why, sure, I'm a billiard player. Certainly mighty proud to say I'm always mighty proud to say it. I consider that the hours I spend with a cue in my hand are golden. Help you cultivate horse sense and a cool head and a keen eye. Did you ever take and try to find an ironclad lead for yourself from a three-rail billiard shot? But just as I say, it takes judgment, brains, and maturity to score in a balk-line game. I say that any boob can take and shove a ball in a pocket. And I call that sloth the first big step on the road to the depths of degrade. I say first, medicinal wine from a teaspoon, then beer from a bottle. And the next thing you know, your son is playing for money in a pinchback suit. And listening to some big out-of-town Jasper, hearing him tell about horse race gambling. Not a wholesome trotting race, no, but a race where they set down right on a horse. Like to see some stuck-up jockey boy sitting on Dan Patch, make your blood boil, well, I should say. Now, friends, let me tell you what I mean. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pockets in a table. Pockets that mark the difference between a gentleman and a bum, with a capital B, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for fool. And all week long, your River City youth will be frittering away. I say your young men will be frittering. Frittering away there, noontime, supper time, chore time too. Get the ball in the pocket. Never mind getting dandelions pulled or the screen door patched or the beach tank pounded. Never mind pumping any water till your parents are caught with the cistern empty on a Saturday night, and that's trouble. Yes, you got lots and lots of trouble. I'm thinking of the kids in the Knickerbocker, shirt-tail young ones, peeking in the pool hall window after school. You got trouble. Folks right here in River City. Trouble with a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. Now I know all you folks are the right kind of parents. I'm going to be perfectly frank. Would you like to know what kind of conversation goes on while they're loafing around that hall? They'll be trying out Bebo, trying out Cubeb, trying out tailor-made like cigarette fiends, and bragging all about how they're going to cover up a telltale breath with Sam-San one fine night. They leave the pool hall, heading for the dance of the armory. Libertine men and scarlet women and ragtime. Shameless music that'll grab your son, your daughter, with the arms of the jungle. Animal instinct, mass hysteria. Friends, the idle brain is the devil's playground. Trouble.
Oh, they got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here in River City.
With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for fool.
That stands for fool.
We've surely got trouble.
We've surely got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here.
Got to figure out a way to keep the young ones moral after school.
Our children, children gonna have trouble, 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 trouble.
Mothers of River City,
trouble.
Heed that warning before it's too late. Watch for the telltale signs of corruption. The minute your son leaves the house, does he rebuckle his knickerbockers below the knee? Is there a nicotine stain on his index finger? A dime novel hidden in the corn crib? Is he starting to memorize jokes from Cap'n Billy's whiz bag? Are certain words creeping into his conversation? Words like swell. And so's your old man. Well, if so, my friends, you got trouble.
Oh, we got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here in River City.
With a capital T, and that rhymes with B, and that stands for fool.
That stands for fool.
We've surely got trouble.
Right here, trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here.
Remember the Maine, Plymouth Rock, and the Golden Rule.
Our children, children gonna have trouble.
Oh, we got trouble. We're in terrible, terrible trouble. That game with the 15 numbered balls is the devil's tool. Oh, yes, we got trouble, trouble, trouble.
Oh, yes, we got trouble. Yeah, we got
great, great
trouble.
With a T.
We
got to rhyme it with P.
Right,
and that stands for pool.
Don't you wish you had that kind of trouble in River, in your River City? Huh? Now, starts with P. That's pot, man. We got parents handing over drug problems to their children. Before, we just had alcoholics, that's all. And now we got junkies. Yeah. I visited my mother-in-law in the hospital in her golden years. And she had a neighbor in the hospital who was an Italian woman up in years also. And she was raised in the Bowery in New York. And she said to me, when she was a little girl, she saw a man stab another man to death. She witnessed it. She knew who the guy was. And when the police showed up, and she was just a little girl, the police said, "Did anybody see what happened?" And she said nothing. And when her father came home from work, he said to her, "Did you see what happened today?" She said, "Yes." He says, "Did you tell anybody?" He said, "No." "You're a good girl." And that's how you stay alive. And that was the lesson that she learned as a little girl. Then, as she told me, that they used to have a little business in the Bowery. And the Bowery is known for drunks. It's where all the bums hang out. Bowery bums. And she said one thing to me that really struck me. She said that the alcoholics were better than the junkies. If an alcoholic asked to borrow money and you loaned him money, he will get it back to you. But the junkies were no good and couldn't be trusted. So, I've always said, I'll take an alcoholic over a junkie any day. At least with the alcoholics, you can hear the recyclables banging together, the bottles and the bags. Yeah, you know they're coming. And the junkie, you don't know when he's coming. Okay, so having said that, it's a little lesson in life. We're going to go back to a Buddy Holly tune that was an original recording. That was an original recording.
Yeah, we're rolling.
Okay.
Quiet, boys.
Just you know why you and I will by and by know true love ways. Sometimes we'll sigh. Sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why. Just you and I know true love ways. Throughout the day, our true love ways with those who really care. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why. Just
back when Buddy Holly sang, everything was American. Europe copied us. Now we copy Europe. Yes, we're more decadent than they are. this is a late-breaking news, and it's really scary because now the left-wing newspapers are starting to turn against Obama. This is from Breitbart. The scandal at the Veterans Administration is rocking the Obama regime. It may yet be one of the worst scandals of the Obama era. If he couldn't take care of the vets, he can't take care of the people. No way would I put my name into any kind of medical plan that he wants me to sign. Already, two major newspapers, here you go, are starting to accuse the Obama administration of utter incompetence. In fact, the lack of competence is exactly how columnist for the Boston Globe, Jeff Jacoby, put it in May 25. Jacoby points out that Obama ran on the claim that he would be the perfect manager because he would put all the right sort of intellectual, liberal managers in place while he ran herd on them all. As he first vied for president in 2008, Obama got the endorsement of most voters because of his promise of competence. And now they put in a little insert that says, impeach Obama now. He can be impeached. Voters encouraged. And don't be intimidated. Don't be threatened with riots in the streets and the white men will be beat up. If it's time to impeach him, let's impeach him. And we'll replace him with Dr. Ben Carson. If you want a decent, competent black person, go with the brain surgeon, man. And he has guts, Carson. And he stood up in an enemy camp and he condemned Obama's medical plan, looking down at Obama from the podium. And the next day, he was given a phone call and was ordered to apologize to the president, and he didn't do it. He's a bad boy. Voters encouraged by newspaper endorsements that saw in Obama's campaign a marvel of sound management. The Boston Globe, I call it, and backed him up because he offered more competence than drama. Los Angeles Times, they ate it up. An astonishing 76% of respondents in a CNN ORC poll shortly after the 2008 election agreed that Obama could manage the government effectively. How would you have liked to have been in Kabul yesterday? And Savage was the only one that picked it up when Obama flew in. He stacked the audience. The whole bottom row was all black guys. The second row was all women. Savage picked right up on it. I thought I was the only guy that noticed it. That's what they do. They stack the peanut gallery. It's really terrible. Really terrible. The propaganda right in your face. However, as Jacoby painfully points out, today's reality stands in stark contrast to the fantasy Obama candidate in 2008. With the latest strike of the VA scandal against him, 5 years of Obama's presidency has certainly shattered that delusion. And then Jacoby wraps it up with the 44th president who said that his accomplishments could compare favorably to those of any of his predecessors, with the exception of LBJ, FDR, and Abraham Lincoln. Even Jimmy Carter denounced them today. Jimmy Carter says he's incapable. How's that for a rating? How's that for a rating? Has always had a huge opinion of his executive gifts. The American people no longer share it. As a political creature, Obama's talents are undeniable. When it comes to competent governance, they turn out to be anything but. More and more, the cry is going to come up. You want to hear what some of the comments are? A guy named Jeff says, said it took them 10 years to figure out he's incompetent. If the country had been adequately informed since Obama came on the scene as a Senate candidate, perhaps we could have spared this whole debacle. He was never qualified to be a senator, let alone a president. He's got a Connecticut driver's license, and it belongs to a guy that died, that was born in 1890. If the mainstream media had done its job instead of covering for him, this country would not be in trouble it is in now. That's from Cindy. Frank says we need to toss his lame, lying Muslim butt out of the presidential office. He was never, ever qualified to be president. They played the race card and won an election, man. They played on guilt for slavery, and they played it on people that never owned slaves. That's the real sad part. Paul says, agree, unfortunately, Congress will never do that ever to one of their own. That's true. Lawyers don't sue lawyers. We need more people, John Doe's in there. Less millionaires, less lawyers. I think, this is from Jamie, I think Joe Biden pretty much captured the essence of how Barack Obama came to be elected. He was clean and articulate. Couple that with the fact he was a black liberal and an adoring media fell all over themselves proclaiming his magnificence. I laugh when I think how they attacked Sarah Palin for not being qualified to be vice president, being the governor of the state, while Obama was supremely qualified to be the leader of the free world after never being in charge of anything other than possibly a checking account. And I'm just guessing at that. Paul says, so is that old standard practice of a well-educated man with that gift of gab can sway millions of weak minds in his favor? All the devil needs to do is show his higher learning credentials like a bachelor's degree in compulsive lying, convincingly spewing misinformation, and all that is required to conquer America today that tends to worship intelligence over integrity. Ban MSM. I don't know who that is. That is their fault. They manipulated the masses. They should be brought before a court of law for gross negligence. His accomplishment is living like a superstar while delegating to incompetent others. That allows him to campaign while Shiite hitting the fan is blamed on his delegates. Any wise and understanding person knew Obozo was a fraud from the word go. Paul says incompetent, or is it more like lawless? That's true. Make no mistake about it, America hates a liar. Personally, I have no respect for any person, whatever race, whom is incapable of telling me the truth. I seem to recall a little something that usually occurred after a presidential press conference. Oh, now I remember. Open questioning that same leader to get all the facts straight. Wonder, whatever happened to the notable practice of firing back with some unsolicited seeking the truth questioning of any figurehead, regardless of his or her VIP status? It's not just the Republicans. Now, we are not just crying wolf here and have seen the inadequacy of this man. This is from Hoey Joey, and his administration, and are glad in a way that he hasn't been better at turning our party into a communist regime. I got to tell you something. When I started using the word communist, and it doesn't just apply to Obama. It applies to the entire Democrat Party. When you got 70 congressmen listed on the website of the Socialist Party of America, you got a problem, because if 70 are brazen enough to say that they're communists, you know you got another 70 that haven't come out of the closet yet. They voted in someone unqualified to do the job, and he has never run anything except his mouth. So that's our rating for the mistake that we made, but we made it twice. You know, what is that saying? Fool me once, my fault, fool me once, your fault, and fool me twice, my fault. Yeah, whatever. He's not a good guy. And he doesn't like the troops. And he went into, where was it, Kandahar or Kabul airport? And he told those guys, they're all going home. And then he leaked the name of the CIA officer in charge. Wonderful. And I'd like to give a shout out to the undercover agent that's working here. He's not here today, but his name is, and his family lives in. Yeah. What's he doing? A Snowden imitation? And can you see all the communists that are saying Snowden was a real hero? A hero? Yeah. Benedict Arnold was a better general than Snowden was a hero. Yeah. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. We're going to sign off. I'm going to give you a tune on the way out. And we're going to give you... I'm going to give you the Marine Corps Auld Lang Syne. Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind. Remember all those GIs. And next time you see a GI, don't thank them for his service. Say, sir, thank you for saving our country.